Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 82 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing today our study of Malachi with a devotion titled, "The Unchanging God is Coming." Psalm 102, verse 27 reads, "But you are the same, and your years have no end." Our text for today is from Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, and today I will be reading from the New Living Translation. "Look, I am sending my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Then the Lord you are seeking will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you look for so eagerly, is surely coming, says the Lord of heaven's armies. But who will be able to endure it when he comes? Who will be able to stand and face him when he appears? For he will be like a blazing fire that refines metal, or like a strong soap that bleaches clothes. He will sit like a refiner of silver, burning away the dross. He will purify the Levites, refining them like gold and silver, so that they may once again offer acceptable sacrifices to the Lord. Then once more, the Lord will accept the offerings brought to him by the people of Judah and Jerusalem as he did in the past. At that time, I will put you on trial. I am eager to witness against all sorcerers and adulterers and liars. I will speak against those who cheat employees of their wages, who oppress widows and orphans, or who deprive the foreigners living among you of justice. For these people do not fear me, says the Lord of heaven's armies. I am the Lord, and I do not change. That is why you, descendants of Jacob, are not already destroyed. Ever since the days of your ancestors, you have scorned my decree and failed to obey them. Now return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of heaven's armies. But you ask, how can we return when we've never gone away? Should people cheat God? Yet you have cheated me. But you ask, what do you mean? When did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me of the tithes and offerings due to me. You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. Your crops will be abundant, for I will guard them from insects and disease. Your grapes will not fall from the vine before they are ripe, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Then all nations will call you blessed, for your land will be such a delight, says the Lord of heaven's armies. You have said terrible things about me, says the Lord. But you say, what do you mean? What have we said against you? You have said, what's the use of serving God? What have we gained by obeying His commands or by trying to show the Lord of heaven's armies that we're sorry for our sins? From now on, we will call the arrogant blessed, for those who do evil get rich, and those who dare God to punish them suffer no harm. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 15 prophesies the coming of two messengers. The first messenger, who will prepare the way for the Lord's return, pictures John the Baptist. The second one will be the messenger of the covenant, mentioned in verse 1. Some scholars believe this refers to the first advent of Jesus Christ. However, others believe this portrays his second coming. Either way, when Jesus comes, he will be like a blazing fire that refines metal, or like a strong soap that bleaches clothes. That's straight out of verse 2. Like a refiner's fire, Christ will burn away the dross. This speaks of cleansing and judgment. This scripture that foreshadows John the Baptist and Jesus Christ also rebukes Israel for their unfaithfulness to God by neglecting their tithes and offerings. Malachi urges God's people to repent and return to God so he can cleanse and restore them. This passage also contrasts the righteous remnant who remain faithful with the wicked people who speak against God, highlighting the judgment to come. Walter Kaiser highlights the emphasis of today's scripture. The heart of our text contains the focal point and subject for our message. I, the Lord, do not change. That's from Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. This is the doctrine of the immutability, or the unchangeableness, of the living God. While all else may change in this age, a future shock, that's Alvin Toffler's phrase, the nature, attributes, qualities, being, and person of God may be counted on as a fixed point of reference, and as one in whom there is no variableness. Such unchangeableness, of course, must not be confused with frozen immobility, as if God were stuck with some blind force or law to which he was bound, no matter how much he might wish otherwise to benefit his children. God can change in his actions toward us as much as any other living person can change. What he cannot and will not change, however, is the consistency of his own person as the basis on which these decisions are made. That is the comforting feature of his unchangeableness. The second theme is, return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. That's from chapter 3, verse 7. This, in turn, leads to a whole discussion about how individuals may return, and ultimately, to a trust in the faithfulness of the God who promises to pour down for an overflowing blessing. But behind these exaltings of both the justice and faithfulness of God is that pivotal claim of the whole passage, I, the Lord, do not change. Neither in my justice nor my faithfulness, not in the present or in the future. Malachi chapter 3 closes by describing people in Israel who spoke against God, complaining that it was pointless to serve him. Their wrong rationale resulted from those they viewed as arrogant being blessed, an evil people gaining wealth. They erroneously thought that serving God automatically brought benefits such as health and wealth. Sadly, many people still falsely believe that today. What they must realize is that this life is not all of life that there is. This life is temporary. The next one will be eternal. Temporary, worldly prosperity cannot compare to God's infinite blessings. some questions to consider. How does God's unchanging nature cause your hope to remain steadfast? How is robbing God in tithes and offerings a faith issue rather than a financial one? And finally, in what ways can you lose your joy through comparison? How can you focus on eternal blessings over temporary pleasures? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.